This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that.
Welcome to Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage for like the 28th time, our bi-monthly visit.
Bi-monthly, yeah, at this rate.
That's been like
you're a like a resident here. We love that for us.
Where's the check right for the residency?
Let's not get that far, okay? Let's not get crazy. You know, it's funny because like when you walked up, we already did the awkward hello because we don't know really how to greet anybody anymore.
In coronavirus time.
Yeah, so it's a very, very dire situation. We're not hugging, we're doing whatever. And it was kind of this weird standoff from like 5 feet away, like, who's going in first?
Yeah, it's like,
I know.
Hey.
And like, who's going to make the decision of how we greet each other?
Last time you were here, Coachella was just announced.
Yeah, well, now it's getting postponed.
Yeah, and you're on it. So are you going to be part of the October date? Or do we know? Or is it too early?
Yeah, no. I mean, as far as I know, they're rebooking the same lineup. So, yeah, as far as I know, I'm playing.
That's good that it
October,
worked for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Coachella's like confirmed one way or another, like what's happening, but
that's crazy though to try and move that many artists back like 6 months.
I think that's like the issue. I think they said like if they can't figure it out, then it'll probably get canceled. But if they can figure it out, that's the goal.
Yeah.
You don't have any plans at rescheduled weekend? No dentist appointments or like?
I had another show, so I'm not gonna be able to do that.
Man.
Yeah.
How's it changed? Because you've been on tour now for what, month?
About a month, yeah.
So have you seen a change at every venue with this whole thing going around, you know, the super virus or coronavirus or COVID, whatever we're calling it? Have you seen a change at the venues with how anything's gone down or no?
No. I think, I don't think people really started worrying about it like too extensively until like the past few days. So
yeah,
I haven't like up until now, no one's even really talked about it. But now obviously it's like a race to figure out how to handle everything.
She's still sold out tonight though, so
sold the hell out. Look at that. Now one ticket available at the Riv, right? Yeah, the Riv.
Maybe StubHub.
What's that?
Maybe StubHub.
Yeah, really jump on the StubHub. Get yourself a ticket and go see Chelsea tonight. She's got her name on her pants. That's true. Big time.
They're really comfy.
Can you buy those? Is that like some official Chelsea merch?
Yeah, you can buy them if you wanna rock my name.
It's funny, like we walk downstairs to grab her and it's like, yep, there she is. She's got her name on her pants.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've made it.
Or you're a narcissist, one or two.
So how's it feeling now that everything's out? Because we talked to you before, you were definitely like a little antsy about it, a little nervous. Yeah. So now that you're living with it, any regrets? Feeling good?
No regrets. I feel great. The response has been really great. And like, I think the most tangible way to like see how people are responding to that show is to see how the fans react to the new songs. And it's been really awesome.
Is it good looking into the crowd and seeing like everybody know every word already?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to be pretty cool.
Especially for Sad Tonight. It's been crazy.
Sad Tonight's been massive. We play it every night on my show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's great. Well, that's more of an Eric Bradley thank you, but
shout out to Eric Bradley. He's our boss. He's a music director. He runs the world here.
Well, I appreciate it.
He also has Chelsea color sweatpants as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, same color and everything. He wears them everywhere. It's crazy. Hi, Eric. So yeah, the album's been out, and it was like, what, 16 tracks? Because last time we were here, we were talking about it was like 15 and a bonus, or 16
and
a bonus, or something
and
like
a
that.
Bonus, yeah.
So now that you've performed them everywhere, is there a favorite song on the album that you like performing more than any?
Yeah, definitely. I think NJ is a really big moment.
That's the one she predicted before. She was like, I think it's going to be NJ.
Yeah, it's a really special moment. And it's like crazy because it's like, I feel like it's not like an easy listening song. I feel like it's a song people have to really pay attention to and like can't just listen to in their car, you know, while they're driving. So I was kind of shocked at how big a moment it is, but the crowd goes nuts.
That was a song about a person, not the state, right?
Yeah, not New Jersey.
Yeah, not New Jersey.
I think we talked about that last time you were here.
There was a line in that song I had a question about. It says, talk about moving to LA because New York is the hardest. What does that mean?
I mean, New York is really hard, but I'm never going to move to LA.
Where do you live currently?
New York.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
What do you got against LA? And I agree with you, by the way, but what do you got against LA?
I don't have anything against LA. I love being in LA when I'm there, but I find like the industry is there and I kind of like being outside of it because I kind of like just hanging out with my friends and like, I don't know, not feeling like pressured to like go into sessions that like on days where maybe I'd rather work alone or I don't know. I just feel it's kind of like grounding to be separated from like where like the epicenter of like the industry really is. Yeah,
there's so many weirdos in the industry too.
Are there?
Oh, so many weirdos.
Well, and you can get it all done in New York, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like pick your poison.
And you can always go to LA for like a week or, you know, whenever you need to go.
Now that you've been doing the tour, now that the album's been out and we haven't talked to you since the beginning of January, what's one thing that you've learned in that 2 months?
I've learned a lot about how radio works.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Will you tell us? Because we have no idea.
Like I learned what like recurrent means.
Okay.
Like stuff like that.
You want to tell everybody what a recurrent means?
A recurrent, all right.
Yeah, because I feel like not even people in this room might know.
Okay, hopefully I get it right. And you'll tell me.
He used to be a music director, so he'll have the definition.
I don't even know. I'm just happy to be here.
Okay, so a recurrent is when it's like already peaked, right? And it's like coming down. But and then Lucas said something about like if a song, it's like a recurrent, if a song's been in the top 10 for over 21 weeks, technically, and like it drops out of the top 10. It's not technically on the top 40 chart anymore, but it's still in rotation, so it's a recurrent, right?
Nicely done.
Nailed it.
Round of applause from her own record label. That's fantastic.
So I'm learning what like all that
it's
stuff
It's not
means.
A bad thing to be a recurrent because that means you had a big fat hit.
Yeah.
So if it becomes a recurrent.
I would love to be a recurrent.
Right. And even better. A gold record is where it gets really good. That's like the biggest of the big from back in the day. That's how you know you had a big hit and you could probably live off that song forever. Ask Sir Mix-a-Lot about that.
You started putting your music out on SoundCloud originally, right?
Yeah.
Do you kind of see it now that you're getting more out there that radio is important?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe just getting started, you felt like internet was like the most important way, but like radio still has its...
100%. I think the internet is a really good place for people who are passionate about music to discover things. And I think radio is a very good way for people who are like, they like to listen to music for pleasure.
Yeah.
Type, which is most humans in the country. So I feel like that's how like most people discover music. And then the ones who like music is like their life. Will discover things like they'll spend time like combing through and finding
It's good
stuff.
Hearing that from you because that's how I kind of describe it to people too that like not everybody makes their own playlists. They kind of seek it out and
Most
it helps them discover.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a task.
You have to be really passionate about music, I think, to like devote your time to discovering new artists and like curating moods and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of artists and finding artists, is there someone you're digging right now? I think last time you were here, we might have asked you the same question. I think you said something about Frank Ocean. Or maybe that had something
Definitely,
to do with...
Probably not.
Well, maybe that had something to do with Coachella or something. I forget. I remember Frank Ocean came up. But that being said, going forward...
Yeah.
Is there someone you like right now that you dig that you're like, oh, yeah.
Or there's been lots of artists putting out like your bodies of work to anybody's that you're like, this is amazing?
I'm really like... Obviously, Jeremy Zucker is my friend. But I'm really loving everything that he's rolling out towards his new album. So good. Have you guys listened to any of those?
Yeah, no. Yeah. In fact, we talked to him right after you at Lala.
Yeah.
Good kid.
He's the best. He's literally the best. Yeah, his good family's lad. The best. They're great people.
How long have you known him?
Like 4 years.
So back in the day.
Yeah.
I love your guys' like little camp of people. Like you, Jeremy, Quinn. Like you guys are all so chill and like easy to talk to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
good people.
I didn't know this before and I feel like such a noob for just learning this that you actually produce all your music too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's cool. It's hard to know that, like, unless you look at credits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, now I think production is getting a lot more credit.
100%.
So it's great to hear that you do that. When did you start learning how to do that? Like, because, I mean, I feel like when people are a songwriter or just, like, mostly focus on vocals, they stick to one lane. How did you realize, oh, I'm good at all these things?
I'm in the grand scheme of everything, I'm really not very good at production, but I can get by. But I think just because, like, before I was like with the record label or even like had managers and stuff, it's not like I was like getting in the room with people. So I just like learned to create music by myself because I really had no other alternative. And I just like heard things in my head and knew kind of what I wanted to do. So just like learned how to use Logic Pro and slowly over the years, like got weirdly good at like doing things in a weird way. I'm definitely not doing most things correctly, but.
There's also not very many women producers, or at least ones really that are out there.
Especially like in pop music. Like I think in electronic music, it's really becoming more of a thing. But I think, I hope that I'm like setting a good example kind of in the pop lane of like what women are capable of.
Could you ever see yourself producing for somebody else? Or is it just kind of creating your own little
No,
project?
I mean, I would be happy to do that if it came about, like, organically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I consider myself qualified.
Sitting up here, you're on a big sold-out tour. I think you're kind of qualified.
Yeah, I think you're getting
there. I don't
know. If her boy Phineas... she loves Phineas, and he's talked about little sounds and random things he's heard elsewhere just in day-to-day life that he inserted into Billie Eilish's album.
Yeah.
Is there something in your album, like a random sound or something that you just kind of threw in? I'll give you an example. He was talking about in Australia, the crosswalks make a certain noise.
Amsterdam, I think, right?
One of those, yeah, something like that, yeah. And he inserted that into one of the songs. Is there something
like
that you've done?
Yeah, that's in Bad Guy. I'm trying to think. I put sirens in NJ.
Were they like sirens that you recorded from, or just stolen sirens?
I just like ripped them off YouTube.
Well, thank you for coming by. Did we cover everything?
Yeah, sorry.
Sold out show tonight. Oh, I completely put you on the spot on that. You no need to apologize. sold out show tonight. New album, which you can stream everywhere, and it's got like 16 tracks. So
she predicted NJ would be the best to perform, and she still really loves that choice.
True. Yeah, I do. Are You Listening is really fun too, live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fun.
I think we covered it all.
Cool.
So good to see you.
It's good to see you guys.
What are you doing 2 months from now? You want to come back again?
Yeah. I mean, if this like COVID shit doesn't kill all of us,
I think we're good.
I'm not kidding.
We're good.
By the way, because this is on, we're on the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, we're on the internet and all that stuff, but also on the podcast, on our podcast, you're the second, third time appearance.
No way.
Yeah.
You and Normani, that's it.
So, love that.
Congrats.
We love that.
She's pretty great. So.
Well, we've got a certificate for you or something.
Or
going away gift, or we don't. Can we play our game though, real quick before we go?
Oh yeah.
So we just play a game. We put random questions in this Lizzo heart box.
Amazing.
And you can grab one, you can grab two, whatever you want to answer.
Cool. Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Someone asked me that during a meet and greet the other day.
Really?
And I told them they're weird.
Yeah, Julia, they're weird.
That was your question.
I was the one in that meet and greet. I'm sorry. I just really want the answer.
Which esteemed actor would you use as an emergency contact? I would definitely do like Meryl Streep. I feel like she'd come in clutch in an emergency.
Reliable?
right?
Trustworthy.
She just seems like she'd really come through.
She's got a lot of contacts. Could probably get you out of some trouble with like an embassy or something.
Right.
She's a little bit older. She's got some wisdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like no one could say no to her.
Good choice.
Right?
Yeah. Very good choice.
All right. I'll do one. All right.
We'll do one more and then we'll let you get going.
Which idea would you bring to Shark Tank? Okay. I know exactly what I'd bring. There needs to be like a way for Pringle cans to push the Pringles up.
I feel like in the 90s they had like a remember the travel packs that were like plastic and they were like sparkly and you could put them in your lunchbox? I feel like they had like a little spring in them.
But or like maybe the I'm big making it tubes up. Of Pringles.
That's a great idea.
It's like it's hard to get your hand and then you're getting Pringle crumbs all over you. It's like there should be a way to like push pop it up.
You're right. And by the time you force the ones at the bottom out, they're all crushed and crumbled.
Yeah, they get all messed up.
That's a great idea, Chelsea.
Alexander 23 and I came up with that because we were in the green room eating Pringles and we were both really annoyed because Alexander's hand kept getting stuck in the Pringles and I was like, come on.
You got to trademark this quickly because now it's on the internet.
What would you name it?
There's like great P things you do, like good P, like good alliteration. I don't know, push pop Pringles.
Ooh, okay. Until she's a writer.
I don't have like I'm not good at coming up with brands. That's why my artist name is literally my name.
But your brand slash artist name is on your pants, so it worked out okay. Chelsea Cutler, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for jumping on Blue Cross Blue Shield. As we learned last time, that's her health insurance as well.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and in these trying times, you want some good insurance. Am I right?
It's been good, yeah.
Yeah, see? She's great. Healthy. Everything. Ooh, all right, we're signing off.
Eric Tyler with the plug of a lifetime.
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.